Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler Boss. Ever been blamed for something you didn't do? Unless you live in a cave, you've probably been hurt or blamed for something you didn't do. It might have been someone in your family or a friend at church, your parents when you were younger, or maybe a coworker who blamed you for a mistake someone else made. Can you even imagine the accusations that Jesus took from others? Pause for a moment and take a deep, steadying breath. These aren't always easy things to think about. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus tells us, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Seems what Jesus is saying is that you'll get back what you give out, whether judgment or forgiveness, and you'll receive it in the proportion that you dispense it. This is what he goes on to say in verse 38. "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Relationships aren't always easy to navigate. Maybe most of the time, they're not easy. But when we're mistreated, misjudged, blamed for things we didn't do, Jesus actually wants us to turn around and give abundantly to others instead. Lord God, help me to not condemn those who are down. That condemnation can boomerang. Help me to remember to be easy on people. Let me remember the grace that you have shown me. As I give away my life, I will find life given back. But not merely given back with bonus and blessing from you. Giving, not getting, is the way of Jesus. And it's in his name I pray. Amen. What measure do you want used by others in their relationship with you? Think about that before you respond to an injustice against you. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.